Hello and welcome to a live edition of the NBA Outlet presented by OTGBasketball.com. Be sure to follow OTG on Twitter at OTGBasketball. I'm your host, Nick Fay. With me on this NBA night, my man, Harris Wichard. What's up?
What's up, Nick? Really excited about the 11-game night and kicking your butt in some picks because you're beating me out by four games. And I just want to make sure that everybody OTG knows. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to break you. You've done a real good job so far, and it's been a fun couple of weeks, and looking forward to getting into it tonight.
Yeah, and we still got plenty of games to go in picks, but fun night last night, fun night tonight. Let's talk about last night's games. Anything stick out to you? What's the first game of the night?
Yeah, you know what? Your Nets, man. Isaiah Whitehead getting stepped on, and the Brooklyn grit. This has been a fun team to watch, and I knew that this transition with Kenny Atkinson was going to take place. And even without Jeremy Lin, they beat the Wolves, who have struggled. And for a Tom Thibodeau team to give up 119 points is uncharacteristic of him and the team. But Minnesota has struggled. So watching that game and the pace of that game, as a guy, as you know, likes to play up and down, was definitely exciting to watch. And I think as a Net fan, you have to be excited at least. And I know I spoke about Booker in my column. I think you at least have to be excited about the direction of the franchise, in that they're going to play hard every night. They don't have the talent that some of the better teams have, but there's a foundation of grit and there's a foundation of hustle in each of their games.
Yeah, you hit on a ton of great points. The Nets got the win last night over the T-Wolves at home, 119-110. And, you know, this team plays hard. I love it as a fan. I love Atkinson as a coach. You can tell that he demands that his players go out and try to win that game. They're not the most talented team in the league. A lot of people had them as the worst team in the league, and they don't look like the worst team right now, especially sitting at 3-4. I'm pretty proud. I'm pretty proud they got the win last night without Jeremy Lin. Isaiah Whitehead gets his head stepped on, literally stepped on, leaves the game, and then he comes back in the game, and he probably had one of his best games of the season. It wasn't anything special, but he was under control, and he helped the team get the W.
Well, he's going to be out now against the Knicks tonight with concussion protocol, and obviously we know that Vasquez was cut, so they brought up Yogi Ferrell from the D-League, and he'll get some action tonight against the Knicks. Before we get into some of tonight's games, the only other game, a couple of things I wanted to point out from last night: 71 points combined for the backcourt in Portland with McCollum and Lillard. And I know I told you about some of the success I had in fantasy last night. McCollum was a major reason why he came out and had a tremendous first quarter. The guy was everywhere, knocking shots down. I think he had like 7 rebounds and 7 assists as well. So Portland gets the narrow win over Phoenix. And then Harrison Barnes was big last night in the Mavericks win also over L.A. And then the Cavs dropped their first contest of the season against the Hawks, who got a big win.
Yeah, you talked about Harrison Barnes. You know, the last few games, it looks like he's really coming into his own and becoming that leader, that star player. Dirk's out. They got a few injuries over there, and they need him to step up, and he stepped up. It's been nice to see for Harrison Barnes. And you mentioned it, the Cavs got their first loss last night. This Hawks team, you know, is very tough to gauge. I mean, the Lakers obviously beat the Warriors. They beat the Hawks too. And the Hawks kind of like, we can't tell if they're a top 4 seed type of team yet or what. What do you think of the Hawks so far?
Yeah, I think Dwight Howard is just a major piece of what the team's going to do. And that's not breaking news, but his demeanor and his attitude. And I've mentioned his antics before. And he actually went on TNT and had like a legitimate intervention.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, and people want to know like what Dwight Howard's potential is still. We know what happened in Orlando. That Orlando team could have beaten the Lakers. Outside maybe of that Courtney Lee layup, that was a championship team that he had in Orlando. So the reason why that was successful is they surrounded him with the right players. Teams had to double and respect him. But Howard seems to be on a mission. And when they spoke to him last night after the game, it just seemed to me that he's focused. He's back, obviously, for like we mentioned before, his hometown. And now that Teague is out, it seemed like some of that stuff wasn't working with Teague and Horford. Still Millsap there. Schroeder's been good. You still have Korver. And then Bazemore's been good. So
Cephalosha has been pretty good too.
Yeah, so this is a Hawks team that, to me, is a little bit better than I thought. I know it's only 6 or games or so. Are they 5-2 or what are they?
Five and two.
They got a big one tonight against the Bulls, and we'll make our predictions, but I've been very impressed with what I've seen from Atlanta so far.
Yeah, it's very tough to gauge. And like you said, it's still early. Also, our boy Muhammad's team got a win last night. The Grizzlies got the 108-107 win with Gasol hitting a buzzer beater.
Right.
I mean, that's an important win for them. They need to stay 500 if they're going to do anything in the postseason, you know, if they're trying to get in the playoffs. Also, yeah. Pelicans 0-8 still. Mm-hmm. It is very tough for Anthony Davis. I feel bad for the man.
Yeah, you know what? We're probably looking at one of the better players in the league as far as just pure talent goes. And they mentioned this on NBA TV last night. Shout out to my man, Nate Robinson, who was just always nice to me when we worked the camps together in Long Island. Really good guy. He was on NBA TV last night, and he was speaking about, if you had to name the three big guys, the best big guys in the league, just sheer big talented guy, Towns, Davis, and Cousins, you got to start your team tomorrow. I think most guys are going to go with Davis, which is why this 0-8 start is very puzzling. He doesn't have really anything around him. We know Holiday's out, and for the reasons of the personal reasons that we spoke about on our preview series. But, I mean, I do feel bad for the guy. I really do, man. This is a tough situation. A couple years ago, this looked like a team on the rise. They ran into that buzzsaw Golden State in 2015 playoffs, in the 2015 playoffs, excuse me. And just to see where he's at right now, It's got to be frustrating for Anthony Davis, who seems to grow 3 inches every year.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, like, he's doing a lot out there. Obviously, there's some things he can get better. Everybody can get better. But the talent around him, it's just tough. You know, you feel for the guy. So hopefully Davis can get his first win. 0-8 is tough. And, I mean, they have had to play some great teams, but they've also had some opportunities where they just couldn't close out and get the win.
And I just want to point this out, and I know I didn't want to touch much of my fantasy, but to throw $5 out there and get 50 back on my first night. I want to talk a little bit fantasy tonight because I hadn't done it all year, and then we'll make our picks. Nick is 4 games up on me, so I want to ask you a couple of questions, and I want to get into some of the battles of the states that are going to go on tonight, as Matt had pointed out to us. Let's start right away off the bat with the Nets and Knicks. Two teams in different places, obviously. The Knicks in a win-now mode, but they're 2-4. And we know their struggles of the past. What are you expecting to see without a point guard tonight for the Nets?
I expect to see a lot of Sean Kilpatrick. You know, he's kind of done the backup point guard duties. He hadn't have a great game last night, but, you know, in the past he's been pretty good. He's averaging 17 off the bench. I think that's the most for a reserve so far this season. So shout out to him. I think the Nets will come out and play hard. You know, there's going to be some energy in this game. This is kind of a must-win game for the Knicks. I know it sounds stupid because it's early in the season. But, you know, they're going to catch a ton of heat if they lose to this Nets team that's, you know, not in win-now mode. They're in that rebuilding mode. And the Knicks are the one with all the all-stars, the big names that are trying to get, you know, in that championship contention. And if they come out and lose to the Nets early in the season, and the Nets are 4-4 and the Knicks are 2-5, you know, they're definitely see it on the back page tomorrow.
Well, my fantasy no-brainer, and everyone knows I'm not the biggest fan of his game, in this game is Carmelo. And the reason I say that is he loves the New York battle.
He does.
Wiggins played really well against the Nets last night, and the Nets are coming off a back-to-back, a little bit exhausted from an emotional home win. I could see Melo going off tonight. I really could. And he likes to go high in points, obviously, in shot volume. But when I look at fantasy and I look at him at 7,600 and I'm looking at Carmelo, but just talk about outside of fantasy, the Knicks need this W. And this would be really tough to swallow early in the season. I know Corey touched on this today on Twitter about not looking at must wins in November. It's still not a must win game. But for the Knicks to go out against the Brooklyn Nets tonight, they're coming off a back-to-back. The Knicks coming off a tough home loss to Utah. Was it their last game on Sunday?
Yeah, Utah on Sunday, yep.
So to lose back-to-back at home would be very difficult. So I would definitely think that the Knicks are going to go out and win this ball game. I got the Knicks by 7 on ESPN tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely not picking against the Nets in this situation just because I hate the Nets.
Right.
So give me the Nets tonight. And also another guy that, you know, you mentioned the Nets are really banged up at point guard. Jeremy Lin's out. Whitehead is out. Yogi Ferrell's going to get some time. Sean Kilpatrick's going to play there. So expect a big game from Derrick Rose. I don't see him having much issues with Nets point guard tonight.
So you like Rose. I like Anthony. Let's move on. I want to ask you about the Celtics and Wizards. And this is a Wizards team now that's really struggled. And you could see the frustration with John Wall. And it's starting to build. It kind of reminds me of what I'm looking at in Indiana, and they're 3-4. So some of these stars, Davis in 0-8, are starting to run out of patience early because they can kind of see, and they're so competitive. Some of these best guys are so competitive. It's like playing your older brother in Mario Kart when you're younger. You know you're going to get a tantrum at some point. And these guys are going to these guys are going to throw some tantrums. And John Wall is frustrated, Nick.
Yeah, he is frustrated. You know, this team is not getting wins. And, you know, I don't think they're going to get the win tonight either.
No, I don't either. I don't either.
Yeah. I think Boston's kind of struggled too a little bit. You know, everybody expect them to be a top four team right off the bat, but they have some work to do. Obviously, Al Horford's missed time, but I see the Celtics picking up the W over the Wizards tonight. What about you?
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you. I got the Celtics by a bucket, though. I think the Wizards play them extremely tough at home. They compete their tails off, but it's not going to be enough. I stay away from a game like this because I could easily see this one being like 91-89. I've seen it before from these two squads. So fantasy-wise, I think I'd stay away from this game.
Yeah, it's tough. Maybe one of the Celtics bigs, you know, and Amir Johnson or Zeller, just because Horford's out, they'll probably get a little extra time.
Gotcha.
And maybe Gortat on the other side because, you know, those guys are not as great as Horford. So, but like you said, it's not anybody that you're really locked in to grab somebody from this game for sure.
Well, we talked about some underachievers. Let's talk about some overachievers and teams that we've liked. We saw the Jazz coming. Did anybody see the Hornets off to a 5-1 start? The Jazz visit Charlotte tonight. Who do you got?
This is a tough one. You know, Charlotte's a weird team. They've obviously are 5-1, but they have some close wins against teams that aren't very good. You know, the Nets could have probably easily beaten them if they had Jeremy Lin
right
the other night. But I mean, it's tough to pick against a team at home and the Jazz. The Jazz. You know, Gordon Hayward's back. Favors is back. This team's probably starting to click. They had a nice win in New York, so I think they'll be able to get a W against the Hornets.
Yeah, I agree. I think the Jazz now have had a couple days off. Wait, they didn't play last night, did they? No, they didn't.
I think the last game they played was Sunday.
Yeah, so they have some time. They're on this East Coast trip. This looks like a well-put-together group. It's young. And I think Charlotte's going to struggle with them. I think Gordon Hayward's going to give them a lot. I love his value, too, at 6,800. I think he's a no-brainer the way he's been playing and scoring right away. He didn't have a serious injury, so he looks relatively healthy. This is a team that we spoke very highly of in the preseason, and I still think very highly of them now. I think outside of that top four in the West, you're looking at right under that top four tier of teams in the West is the Utah Jazz.
Yeah, for sure. You know, like you said, we like this team. There's plenty of depth on this team. They have some nice young pieces that are going to continue to get better. Rudy Gobert threw down a monster dunk on Porzingis on Sunday. That was great. So we said the Jazz. What about a team that's definitely struggling against a team that, you know, hasn't looked great in the Minnesota Timberwolves against Orlando Magic tonight?
I think
Timberwolves
the Wolves
coming at 105.
Yeah, I think the Wolves are going to finally get over the hump and get a W here. I don't like what I've seen from the Magic. And I saw some things offensively working for the Wolves. Defensively, they just got to figure it out. I don't know what they were doing on the defensive end yesterday. But
not much of anything.
Yeah,
not
I
much.
Mean, Wiggins coming into his own last night. I don't expect him to be that good tonight. But Towns is a freak of nature. He really is. I think this team's going to figure it out. I think they're going to compete at the bottom of the West as far as like 30, 32. I don't think they're going to be in the 20s. I think they get this win tonight. Give me the Wolves on the road by a possession.
Yeah, give me the Wolves. I think probably more than a possession. I think they're a more talented team. They probably saw some things click last night. They really need this win. And I think by the time the season's over, they're going to be such a better team. You know, they're struggling right now. There's a lot to pick up. A new head coach, you know, he's got a tough defensive system that I don't think they've quite figured out yet because there's plenty of defensive potential on the team. So many athletes, so many long players, you know, there's a lot of this disruptors on this team. So it'll in time, they'll be a very good team.
All right. So
give me the
team. Another winless team. They don't get their first win tonight. Do they against the Pacers couldn't lose this one.
No, the Pacers aren't losing this one. Paul George called out his team. You know, he hasn't been impressed. They haven't played with a ton of energy. He said there's no trust. And so I think he's going to come out. He's a guy I'm looking at FanDuel, you know, like, you call your teammates, you're going to have to come to play. And that means points, rebounds, assists, steals, blocks. I see George having a big game, and I see Philly grabbing another loss.
The only problem with this one, fantasy-wise, would be the fear of a blowout. And yeah. I could see the Pacers coming out and putting the shellacking on the 76ers. So I'd be a little bit careful, but I could see where you're coming from. At decent value, George is at 84 on DraftKings. I'm not sure what he's at on FanDuel, but
he's higher on FanDuel, yeah. But not by a lot.
Right. So, all right. So let's talk about one of the better games of the night. Now, Jazz and Hornets will be a good one, but now we're getting to some really good games. The Bulls, who are now 4-3, at the Hawks. Hawks coming off the emotional win last night in Cleveland. Can they come back home and beat a good Bulls team?
I mean, it's going to be tough. You know, the Bulls are going to come to play. They have veterans, like I've mentioned a million times. They have great basketball players. The one thing with the Bulls, you know, I think they're going to cool off shooting-wise. I also saw a great video on B-Ball Breakdown of the Bulls taking a ton of contested shots. So, obviously, they're not going to keep making these contested tough shots all the time. So, I think the Hawks are going to carry that momentum. You know, they just beat the Cavs. So, give me the Hawks at home.
I'm going to go with the upset here. I think it's going to be tough for the Hawks to put back good back-to-back performances. I like what I've seen from the Bulls' backcourt. They've been a little bit inconsistent, but watch them. I know against the Nets that night, it's not necessarily a great indication of where a team is at. I've only seen them play twice, then I saw them versus the Celtics. I think they dropped that one. But I like what I've seen from Chicago. I think they can come into Atlanta. So our second game of the night we disagree on. I think the Bulls – give me the Bulls by six.
The Bulls by six. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how the Hawks – it'll let me get a better gauge for this team.
Yeah.
On to another good matchup, though. The Toronto Raptors coming at 4-2 against OKC Thunder at 6-1. Westbrook's been killing it. DeRozan's been killing it. Two guys who are early in the top of the MVP race. Who do you like in this one?
I don't think the Raptors have enough on the road. I think this is a game that if it was in Toronto, I would think about it differently. But this is a Toronto team that's a lot better in their building. Most teams are, but they feed off that crowd. They have one of the better crowds in the NBA. Westbrook's the MVP thus far. It's not really close right now because of how much he has to do for that team specifically. I think there are other guys in the conversation, obviously, but 6-1 through seven, the only loss to the Warriors, and he's got them rolling. I think the Thunder by a couple possessions tonight.
You nailed it on the head when you said at the OKC at home because, you know, if this was in Toronto, I'd probably go with the Raptors.
Right.
But this is at home. This is like a chippy OKC team.
Right.
You know, they play with some energy. They have some young guys. They got the greatest hustler of them all, Russell Westbrook, who's going at it 100%, 100% of the time. So give me OKC at home in this one. 7-1 for the Thunder. Off to a great start.
Yeah, and you're right about that. They asked DeRozan, was he playing with a chip or was he playing with a boulder? And DeRozan responded with, he's playing with a country on his shoulder. I mean, this is a guy that goes, and I told you, like someone stole something from his, I've said that before, like someone stole something from his family member. This is a guy that's off and running. I mean, he doesn't know when to stop right now, and he might not stop through 82 games. He's a man on a mission. We knew that was going to happen. He's angry. He's got all these emotions, and he's the most emotional player in the league, and he plays every possession. It's a lot of fun to watch, and you know, makes the Thunder must-see TV at this point, and they're probably going to add some nationally TV games here and there, although there are a lot already, but I could see them going in the direction of, we got to put Westbrook on because he's just must-watch right now.
Exactly. You know, when he's on one of those triple-double stretches. But on to another game. This one's not as great as the last two matchups. Detroit Pistons, 4-3 at the Phoenix Suns, 2-6. I mean, I'll go right off the bat. I'm going to give this one to the Pistons. You know, the Suns, don't get me wrong, they play hard every night, but I think the Pistons need to get this kind of win.
Yeah, and again, I want to throw a fantasy tidbit as far as guys at low value because I'm looking at John Lewis tonight for the Pistons. Talk about, and you know I talk about this a lot for the fantasy advice, field goal attempts, whether they're threes or field goal attempts, and minutes played. And obviously you look at matchups a lot. You look at home and away a lot. But I look at minutes for guys that are low value. Minutes, shot attempts, and
– What's up, Harris? It looked like we had a little bit of tech issues. But Harris is back. Now we heard you. We were talking about how you look at minutes, field goals attempted. I look at matchups a little bit more.
Right.
So who do you like, John Lewis in this game?
Yeah, Lewis for the Pistons. And like I said, the reason I say that is because – and Zeller also, I forgot to say that, from the Celtics. But when I look at these guys, and you're looking for low value guys, when you're filling the bottom end of your roster out, you got to look at minutes and field goal attempts, because you don't want to pick these guys that are playing 20 minutes and it's hit or miss. If the guys are out there, the opportunity is going to be there.
Well, especially for a big, you know, you have to assume he's going to get a few rebounds just for being out there. And it just like you said, the field goal attempts definitely matters. One thing I always look at for the low value guys is when somebody's injured, you know, he's going to fill in for that guy and he's going to pick up an extra 10 or 20 minutes that night because the starter's out. So that's right. Usually one of my favorite things to capitalize on.
Yep. But and that's exactly right. And you know what I'm saying about guys like, and again, a big guy tonight in that case, I know. So you're going to go Pistons. I'm also going to go Pistons by about seven or so. I like the Pistons in this game, and the Suns have not really done a great job of capitalizing down the stretch.
Yeah, very true. But they've been, you know, they played hard. They're not expected to be a very good team this year. But on to another battle of the states, like you mentioned, the Knicks and the Nets tonight. We also have the Rockets and the Spurs. Rockets 4-3 going in, Spurs 5-2. You know, this is kind of a big game for both teams. So who do you got?
Well, San Antonio. And I think they've already dropped a couple of games that they're upset about. And I think they go out tonight and play really well. And no Danny Green still. Again, Parker's not going to be back. So I think the obvious choice of the night. And I think if you're not playing this guy, you're kind of nuts tonight. Am I right about, you know who I'm about to say?
Patty Mills, correct?
Yeah, it's not even – I mean, the Rockets give up a ton of threes. It's going to be a high-scoring game. Patty Mills has been playing minutes, has been taking threes, and he's coming off the bad shooting night. So you know how I feel about that.
Yeah, I think he could have a big – I mean, a lot of the Spurs could have a big – I like Kawhi in this one too.
Yeah.
Because the Rockets just give up so many points. Kawhi's going to have plenty of opportunities for steals, blocks. The only thing that I might be scared about is – I'm giving away my pick – is the Spurs blowout, just because, right. You know – they're going to play so much more fundamentally sound, take care of the ball while the Rockets are kind of be going crazy.
Matt spoke about the James Harden thing. Yeah, you could go on this.
Yeah, James Harden, that boy has been on a tear so far this season. You know, like he's been killing it. The lowest scoring game for him so far this year is 28. So the worst game he's had is 28 this season. So, I mean, obviously the Rockets don't play defense, but what do you think about this team going forward in the future?
You can't win like this. Like D'Antoni has proved that this team could go, a team like this can go deep in the playoffs. And I've spoken about this many times, but you do need some sort of enforcer. And for the Suns, it was like guys like Boris Diaw and Stoudemire, and they tried to outscore you, which is great. That ran out of steam though. The reason why the Warriors were able to be successful with it is because they had Draymond Green. No one on the Rockets is anything like Draymond Green. And
not even close.
So you have to have a defensive enforcer to win at this level at some point. So you could get deep in the playoffs. Like this Rockets team is going to make the playoffs, I think. I don't know where they're going to be in the playoff seeding, but I think they're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, for sure. And James Harden is too good of a player to not let this team make the playoffs, I think. Yeah, especially the way he's playing.
They almost missed it last year. James Harden's going to come out and say he's the best point guard, best player in the league. That's nonsense. I mean, everybody knows he's not even like top three or four right now. So,
well, I mean, but he, you know, he has to have that type of confidence.
No. And yeah. I agree with his mentality. Great. You have to believe that if you're one of the best, but we all, us basketball fans are not going to be tricked into that thought process because of the better players we see that are playing harder on both ends. This is a guy now this is Harden heaven. If this is James Harden's ideal world, D'Antoni's going to come coach me. I'm not going to have to worry about Dwight Howard. I'm going to do whatever I want on offense and score a ton of points, win 45 games, and go to the second round of the playoffs. I mean, this is an ideal situation for a guy like Harden. And to answer Matt's question, I don't think the Spurs are holding him under 30, but I don't think they care.
Yeah, I mean, James Harden has so many touches. He does make it look so easy to take care of the basketball as well. You know, driving to the lane, he's dishing it like a point guard, like he's been playing that position for years. So, I mean, you have to give them a lot of credit in that aspect. I mean, even the Rockets, you know, they've been close in some games that you probably didn't expect them to be close in. So, I'm agreeing with the Spurs, though, getting the W tonight.
Yeah, a couple of games still to go because it's a big 11-game night. We still got to touch on the Blazers and the Clippers and the Mavericks and the Warriors. Am I correct?
You're correct. So, let's go with the Blazers and Clippers. These teams already played this year. I'm pretty sure the Clippers got the W. And I think they're probably going to get the W again tonight. This is a talented team. They're playing hard. They do have that one loss to OKC. But I like what I'm seeing from the Clippers. They picked it up defensively this year.
Yeah, definitely. I think the Clippers, and I'm going to ask you this question before we get into this prediction. So far, the Clippers, Spurs, and Thunder, who poses the biggest threat to Golden State right now?
This is a very tough one, especially because the Spurs have already beaten the Warriors this year and convincingly. So I'm going to have to go with the Spurs. You know, I kind of want to say the Clippers just because they might be more talented, but the Spurs, you know, with Greg Popovich as coach and already having to deal with the Warriors for a little bit of time now, I think the Spurs can kind of give them some issues maybe. Kawhi just looks like he's a different animal this year.
Yeah, I think mentally the Thunder can't. I don't think the Thunder will. I don't think they'll be able to get off the hump with the Warriors. I think the Spurs beating them that night one was great for that Warriors, and also losing to the Lakers was a wake-up call. Curry goes 0 for 10, then makes 13 threes, breaks the NBA record. So I'm going to say the Clippers still, because not only did they beat them in 2014 in the playoffs, but I've always felt this is the best matchup for anybody to beat them. And the Thunder had it almost figured out last year until they lost three in a row.
But they choked.
They did. But you got to have some physicality. And I think with DeAndre Jordan and Blake Griffin, I haven't been high on this team in the past, but there's something that they almost know this year might be the last hurrah with this group.
It probably is.
Yeah, they failed over and over. So if they end up beating the team, I told you, the West semis, if you get these four teams in it, and maybe the Jazz could sneak in, the better question might be who in the 5, 6, 7, 8 could keep these four teams out of the semis? Probably nobody. And the West semi matchup, and just to see if the Clippers could get there. But I'm going to have to go with the Clippers because I think they, for some reason, you got to have somebody to offset Curry. Paul does a decent job. I don't think anybody else in the West is going to touch what the Warriors are throwing at you four out of seven times.
Yeah, I mean, I still think the Spurs just because of Popovich. And I think Aldridge is kind of, you know, the whole team is going to come into their own. Danny Green will be back. And, you know, the issue for the Warriors this season has been kind of down low. And, you know, the Spurs have Gasol and Aldridge, two very good big men. So, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if I saw the Warriors make a move this year to add to that bench a little bit. Sure things up. What do you you think they make a move this year? Small move?
I don't know. I think it's going to be a big, if anything. I mean,
no, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like a small move, not a small person.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, I could definitely see that. I know the Thunder are going to try something, too, at some point. I think the Spurs are kind of happy with their roster, and the Clippers are kind of happy with their roster. But I know that these teams are going to be jockeying for position all year long, and we understand that they're top four. And then you look at the Jazz and the Rockets, and everybody else has to look at the Warriors roster and say, how are we keeping this team out of the finals? And right now there has to be some sort of equation for it. The Spurs on opening night, I don't even count that, to be honest. It was the first game that Durant and Curry are out there together, and Thompson and those guys. And I think Thompson has a breakout night tonight. He is so – if there's anybody that's overdue for one of those big shooting nights, and I think
– he was looking better last game too.
Yeah, and now that Curry – and I picked Thompson again at low value. I think if Curry had his big night and Durant's had a couple of his big nights, now
it's
that they're playing –
it's about time, Clay.
Yeah, they've had – the Mavs have had their struggles. Barnes coming back. I know Barnes will be jacked up to play them tonight after what he did last night. He's been pretty good, but I'd stay away from him. I think – give me the Warriors by like 18 to 20. I think they're going to blow the Mavericks out. And I think the Mavericks, after what they did last night on a high from a win against a decent L.A. team now, I think the Warriors – I know we didn't make the Clippers Blazers pick, but I'm giving away my Warriors by the blowout Warriors pick tonight. And Klay having one of those vintage Klay Thompson performance.
Yeah, no, I think Klay last game he kind of bounced back a little bit. He had like 30-plus fantasy points. This game I think he's another solid pick like you said. So give me the Warriors as well. I think this one's definitely by double digits. And in the Clippers and Blazers, give me the Clippers.
Yeah, me too. The only opportunity I have is to close the gap tonight on Pick'em Nick is the Bulls game and the Knicks game. I like my chances. I know Nick won't pick against the Nets. I like my chances of grabbing a game there. And if the Bulls can pull the upset, I will pull within two games of Nick Fay, that they call him the Pick'em King. Because if you could pick in November, they know what they say, it only gets easier in the NBA from there. We start to understand teams' identity. We're only 2 weeks into the season. And we've seen about everybody play, you know, 6-7 games now. By this time, mid-November, Thanksgiving, I think Thanksgiving is a better indicator. And then obviously Christmas is when you start to find out who people are. And then as Isaiah Thomas likes to say, all-star break, you're not fooling anybody.
Yeah, so, no, I mean, by the time January, I think, like, if you're going to make a big change in your team, you know, going to have a big run, it needs to happen like that first week of January. I think that's where a lot of things happen. You see teams in early January either go down or go up. And by the time February comes along, you know, we already know what's going to happen. I mean, right now we pretty much already have a great idea who's going to be in the NBA Finals. Somebody's going to try to change that, but it's still fun to watch.
Absolutely. And another guy I talked about, I didn't talk about yet, but I think Jimmy Butler is going to have a good night. I got a feeling about the, again, I worry about Atlanta tonight. And the reason I say that is because we spoke about their emotional win last night. That's a big early win for a team to give them confidence that they're for real. And that could spark a run for them. But with that being said, coming off that back-to-back, I like, if you're going to go with anybody on the Bulls, it might be Butler, and there are some other options that you'll probably speak about and know about. But I think the Bulls are a good look tonight.
Yeah, I mean, well, let's go through some of the guys we said tonight. If anybody's listening, they want to throw a lineup together. Right. You know, we like Patty Mills. I like Sean Kilpatrick. You know, guys like Kawhi Leonard. Harrison Barnes, you said we're probably staying away from him, even though he's coming off a big night, just because, you know, Durant's going to come out and D him up.
Right. That's going to be emotional. I spoke about Melo.
Melo, yeah. Derrick Rose.
Klay Thompson. Oh,
Klay Thompson is a guy we look to explode tonight.
Hayward's probably a safe play, too, at 6,800.
And the Celtics back up, you know, Zeller and Amir Johnson with Horford out are probably going to get a little extra burn. So, I mean, there's plenty of guys. Another guy I like, I wrote it in my column about FanDuel picks daily. You know, I'll throw some up there for you guys. Not always a ton, but at least some guys you can look to have a good matchup. And that's Avery Bradley. The Wizards are doing terrible against shooting guards. Bradley's off to a great start this season. You know, I think he's averaging over 30 fantasy points a game. So give me Bradley tonight.
And a guy I love, and if you want to stay away, because I like to stay away from some of those 11,000 guys, Chris Paul at home this year has been excellent.
And he's had some huge games.
Yeah, he's going to be forced to play a lot tonight and play well against the Blazers. And he loves those point guard matchups. He was bad against San Antonio in San Antonio, but other than that, he's had the 54, the 66, the 52, and a lot of that's been at home against decent point guards. So look for Chris Paul, I think, to have a big night against the Blazers.
Yeah, I mean, Chris Paul's a guy that I kind of always feel a little bit safe picking. I never think he's going to really have a bad game.
Right, so, and he does. He fills the stat sheet, he does.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, he's always kind of like a safer bet, especially for the expensive guys.
Yeah, and again, Westbrook, Harden, Durant, those three guys tonight are the highest valued players. If you want to stay away from them, we gave you some options there, and hopefully we're right on those. We were right a little bit yesterday, and if you want to, you know, tune in for some fantasy advice. But through those 11 picks, this is just a really good early night in the NBA season. A doubleheader on ESPN, and the second ESPN game is they're going to put Rocket Spurs on ESPN. So
yeah, so
for you guys, and I know it stinks for the people that don't have League Pass. If you're in New York, you're going to black out the, you know, you wish maybe the another game was on ESPN. You didn't have that Brooklyn Nets Knicks game, but you're going to see that game on ESPN. So 11 games. It's going to be a lot of fun to dissect on our next episode. And just to give everybody the heads up, we're going to do the live on Wednesday, and we're going to come up with some guests, and we're going to have some, you know, some pro guys on, some pro players, some people that follow the league that are well-respected, incredible guys. And then Saturday is going to be our recorded show. So right now we're at 2 a week and looking to expand anyway. And I always want to talk about the support. I know Matt's done a really nice job. Muhammad's been on the pod. Jonathan does excellent work for us. So it's nice to recognize those people and everybody that's putting in hard work right now for OTG going forward.
Yeah, I always appreciate the support, the people that help out with the site and with the podcast. Also the fans, the readers, the viewers, everything. Thank you guys, and that wraps it up for today. Enjoy the 11-game night.
Enjoy the games, guys.